Come on, Bubba. You really think that Riley can take Johnson? Are you crazy? Johnson will take him in the first round. Yeah, really? Well, put your money where your mouth is. That's big enough to hold your money wallet and your checkbook. Oh, how much? Come on. Come on, you're getting warmer. All right, now double that. Now you're talking. $2, you got it. All right, okay, see you later.
Oh, got two big ones.
Hey, Grady.
I'm in the kitchen, Lamont.
Well, come on out here. I got somebody I want you to meet.
Well, don't shout. A person shouldn't shout from room to room. If a person has something to say to a person in another room, that person should walk in there and say it. The trouble with you young folks is you rather shout your way through life than to walk.
Would you come on out here? I got somebody I want you to meet.
Yeah, all right. So let me get this thing off.
You'll be right out, Herm.
Hey, you sure he's not gonna get upset about me having been in jail?
Oh, no, man. Look, don't even worry about it. Grady's a pretty nice dude.
Speak up! You're talking to me!
Did you get out here? Grady, do you remember Earl Edwards?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is Earl's baby brother, Herman. Herman, Grady Wilson.
How you doing?
Hey, hi, Herman. How you doing? Where's Earl?
Oh, Earl's, he's just about getting ready to get into law school now.
Oh, wow, that's great. You know, we need more kids like you and Earl. Not like some of these kids we got growing up today.
Grady, Herman's gonna be staying with us for a while.
Oh, boy, why?
Well, because he doesn't have a place of his own.
Oh, well, how come?
He spent the last 2 years in prison.
In the kitchen, Lamar.
Just make yourself at home, Herman.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Are you crazy bringing a killer into this house?
Grady, Herman is not a killer.
Well, he's been to jail, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been to jail.
Well, he's a crook and a killer. And he's in there alone, in the living room, Lamont. All right, you, put down those ashtrays.
Oh, man, please.
All right, come on, up against the wall.
Well, don't you want me to raise my hands?
Yeah, right, raise your hands.
Yeah, and what about my legs?
Yeah, raise those, too.
Well, I mean, shouldn't I spread them?
Yeah, spread them.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now what?
Now what?
Now stop it. Now, Herman is not a killer.
Well, how come he went to prison?
Because of circumstantial evidence, he just happened to be at the scene of a crime.
Oh, you just happened to be at the scene of a crime. What were you doing there?
Committing it.
Well, that's circumstantial evidence, all right.
Come on, Herman.
Now, where you taking this jailbird?
I'm taking him upstairs, Grady, and he's not a jailbird. He's got a name.
Oh, yeah? Spell it for me. Number by number.
Herman was arrested when he was 20 years old for stealing a hi-fi set. He spent 2 years in prison, and he's paid his debt to society.
Oh, well, I ain't in society, so I haven't been paid yet.
Hey, look, Lamont, man, maybe I better split. I don't want no more hassles, man.
No, man, where you gonna go? He ain't got no place to stay, Grady. He got kicked out of his apartment because he couldn't pay the rent. Now, Herman is gonna stay here with us until he finds himself a job, and that's all there is to it. You got that?
Okay. I just happen to have a job for him. Here, Herman, here's a quarter. Your job is to get out. Now, goodbye, Herman. Come on. Shake
sound is at 0800 hours. And sound is at 0830 hours. And breakout time is anytime you want to go.
It's just what I need, having a crook around here. See, I got to do something. Oh. No, he wouldn't want that. Oh, wow, I can't let him get this. Wow, well, that's all I got to do is miss hearing that fight. Especially when I got two big ones riding on it. No. Oh. Now I got to hide all the valuables. Thanks. Got to hide the valuables. Boy, that's some crook. He's been here 5 minutes and there ain't a single valuable left. Hey, Dillinger, put down my paper and empty out your pockets.
Did you find anything yet, Herm?
No, not yet, man.
Did you put anything back?
You stop it.
Hey, man, here looks like a couple places I could try.
Yeah, well, you just keep right on trying, Herman. There's bound to be somebody in this town that'll give you a job that don't care nothing about your past, man.
Right. Did you try the mafia?
Why don't you go in the kitchen and fix breakfast and stifle yourself?
I get it. All right. Hi there, Lester.
After Noel.
Oh, well, Noel, Merry Christmas to you, too.
You heard anything from Fred?
Well, yeah, he said he was enjoying himself with his family.
Did he send me any regards?
Well, sort of. He said that he had visited the St. Louis Zoo.
Watch it, Grady.
And he was having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And he wished that I was there.
Be careful.
And was sure you already were.
Thank you.
Would you knock it off?
Soon as I knock him out.
Would you just stop it? Grady, stop it. Stop it. Now, come over here. I got somebody I want you to meet. Honest, this is Herman Edwards, and he's our house guest.
Our big house guest.
How you doing, man? Was that an automobile accident?
No, she was born with that face.
Shut up, fool. Lamont, could you come over to help your Uncle Woody out today in the store?
Oh, gee, I'd love to, Aunt Esther, but I'm going to be busy with the truck all day making pickups. And tonight, I promised Julio I'd go to the fights with him. What happened to your regular helper?
Well, we had to fire him for stealing. I could have forgiven him for anything else but stealing. Thou shalt not steal. That's one of the top 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, we can understand that. Can't we, numbers?
I was hoping you'd be able to come and help him out today.
Wait a minute. Now, you say that Woody lost his helper, and Herman here is looking for a job.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You are?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know anything about the hardware business?
Well, I never had
any.
Well,
you don't have to worry nothing about that. Herman here is very bright, and he picks up things very easily.
Where did you work before?
Well, you see, for the last 2 years, I've been...
Worked for the state.
You did?
Well, yes, ma'am, and I...
Never missed a day. Rain or shine, Herman was always there.
What did you do?
Well, I
He was a waiter.
A waiter?
Yeah, he waited 2 years.
Why did you leave?
Done serving.
Does he get the job on Esther?
I have to get my husband's opinion, which shouldn't be very hard since he gets it from me.
In more ways than one.
Why, you...
Wait
hey,
a minute. No,
wait,
that's
just a minute. Just a minute. Would you excuse me for a minute? Say, Lamont, can I rap to you for a minute, man?
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Oh, Grady, why don't you get something for Aunt Esther?
Oh, gladly. How much do you think I could get for her?
Would you stop it, Aunt Esther?
Hey, say, Lamont, I don't think we should lie to your aunt like that, really.
Look, Herman, nobody's asking you to lie. Just don't volunteer any information that's not asked, all right?
Oh, come on, man. That ain't no way to do business.
Okay, look at it this way. Would you tell anybody what your blood type was if they didn't ask you?
Well, of course not.
All right, put your blood cell in the same category as your jail cell.
Oh. Okay, okay, man.
Well, I got to get back to the store to help my husband. Now, can I count on you being there this afternoon?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll be right down there. Just let me get my stuff.
Fine. Bye.
Bye.
Well, you don't have to rush off now, do you?
Yeah, why?
Well, I just like having you hang around out here. It makes the junk look so pretty.
Grady Wilson, I wouldn't lower myself to even answer that because I've got too much class. Praise the Lord!
What's the matter with you, Grady? What have you got against my Aunt Esther?
Just talks too slow.
What do you mean she talks too slow?
Well, she takes too much time between hello and goodbye.
Well, at least she gave Herman a job.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I owe her for that, for getting him out of the house, because I was afraid he was going to attack me.
Would you stop that?
Well, no, Lamont, really, I mean, I really get scared having a criminal in the house.
Grady, I'm going to tell you one more time. Herman is not a criminal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course not. I could see it now on my tombstone. Here lies Grady Wilson, murdered in the first degree by a hell of a nice guy.
Say, Pops, I want to thank you for letting me stay here last night and for helping me get that job. But now I can afford to get my own place.
Oh, sure, Herman. You know, Lamont was right. Now, a man must show compassion and trust to his fellow man. Can I see what you got in that suitcase there?
Come on, Herman, get along, man. Well, I'll see you later, Grady. I'm going to pick up Julia and we're going to the fights.
Oh, well, you could take me to the fights, you know.
I could. But the tickets cost $10 a piece.
Well, you could spend $10 on the man that cleans the house, washes the clothes, and fixes your meals.
Sure. What time does he get here?
Bye.
Shoot.
Boy, this is some dip. Shrimp and ripple. Shrimple. All right. Hold your horses, I'm coming. Don't you know I hear you?
Hello, Pops.
Oh, hi. You forgot something. No, you remembered something. That Lamont had gone to the fights with Julio when I was going to be here alone, and you got a machine gun in that suitcase and the silverware's in the top drawer. Goodbye.
Hey, Pops, will you come on downstairs? I didn't come here to rob nobody.
Well, what'd you come back for?
I got fired.
You got fired? The first day on the job and you got fired? She caught you stealing again, right?
No, Pops, I wasn't stealing nothing. She just found out that I'm an ex-con.
Did you kill her?
Put your hands down, man.
Well, how'd she find out that you was an ex-con?
I told her.
Oh, well, she didn't fire you because you was an ex-con. She fired you because you were a fool.
Okay, Pops, anything you say.
And don't call me Pops. And why'd you have to go and tell her anyway?
Because she asked me. I mean, I didn't want to lie to the lady.
Well, what made her ask? Were you singing old Chain Gang songs?
The fact is that she asked me some questions about my last job working for the state, and I told her the truth.
And she must have passed out.
No, she just raised her arms to heaven and said, "The truth will set you free." And then she opened the door and freed me.
Okay, well, you can stay for a while, but I'll take care of that later. But right now, I got to listen to the fights. Come on, I'm gonna lock you in the closet.
Oh, come on, man, you can trust me.
Well, I don't have to trust you. Ain't none of my clothes in there.
I tell you what, I'll just sit right here. On my hands.
All right, go on. Both of them. Yeah. How'd you do it?
Do what?
Steal the radio. It's gone.
Hey, Pops, I didn't steal your radio.
Well, you the only thief that's been here. You can't trust a thief for 1 minute. The first chance he gets, he steals the freezer. Gotta hear that fight. Oh, I know. I'll plug it in. It'll fall out then. Oh, I gotta hear that fight. I got two big ones on that fight. Gotta hear that thing.
Hey, you ain't gonna hear nothing on that radio.
Julio's got a radio. Come on, why don't you go over there and get it for me?
Who's Julio?
He's our next door neighbor.
Well, why don't you go over there and listen to it with him?
Well, he went to the fights with Lamar.
Then how am I supposed to get his radio?
By circumstantial evidence.
Well, you know, it's funny how you righteous dudes are only honest as long as it's convenient.
Look, come on, Herman, I don't need no philosopher now. I need a crook.
Hey, but man, look. That's breaking and entering. You know, that's 2-5.
Well, no, it's 10-9 and the fight's about to start. just the radio now. Crazy, I got to hear that fight. Man, what's kind of too big with riding on it? What took you so long? I mean, you must be out of practice.
Oh, man, I didn't want to break in and steal Julio's radio.
Well, where'd you get it from?
Martell's appliance store.
Martell? Are you crazy? Stealing a radio from Martell's when they got color televisions? Now, I dislike a thief, but I hate a dumb one.
At the middle of the second round, Johnson had Riley in trouble, but Riley came on with a good flurry of hooks to the body towards the end of the round. Johnson now with a flurry of lefts and rights. He's got Riley on the ropes.
Yeah, we win it! We win it!
That's
right, Herman, you sure know how to steal a radio.
Hey, Ray.
We figured you had a fight, only mind if we listen.
No. Yeah, terrible reception in the squad car kept picking up police calls. You know.
Hey, babe, can you turn it up?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Come on, Greg, get the fight on. What are you doing?
Up Riley.
Hey, you know, that's very strange. You turned up the volume and changed the station with the same knob.
Oh. Well, you see, that's how this radio works. One of those buttons is for the brightness. Oh. I lost two big ones.
Hey, you turned the radio off and it's still on.
Yeah, this radio is funny that way.
Boy, I tell you, he's a heck of a fighter, Riley. Come a long way from Dublin.
Hey, Hopney, Smitty.
Hey,
Lamar, how are you?
Hey, Herman, what you doing here? You got some trouble or something?
No, we stopped by to listen to the fight.
Oh, how'd you get home so fast?
I didn't even get in, man. The fight was sold out. And besides, Johnson got KO'd. I heard it on the radio in the truck.
Good thing he doesn't drive a squad car.
So how come you turned off the radio, Grady? Let's listen to the fight interview, man.
To practice.
Brady, what are you up to? What are you doing with a radio in your pocket?
In the kitchen, Lamar.
No, out here. Now give me the radio. Come on. Give it to me. What are you doing with a brand new portable radio in your pocket?
Before you jump to any conclusions, this young man over here stole that radio, and I was making a citizen's arrest. Come on, get him before he escapes.
Come on, man.
Would you stop it?
All right, young man, you have the right to remain silent. Did you give up the right to remain silent?
Hold it, man. I didn't steal no radio.
All right, Mr. Wilson, you have the right to remain silent. Did you give up the right to remain silent?
Hoppy, remain silent.
Hey, Herman, what are they talking about?
I bought him that radio at Martell's, and he thinks I stole it.
Yeah, he bought it all right.
Yeah? Yeah, he bought it all right. Got a good buy, too, and that's goodbye to you, and it's time for us to divide.
That's split.
Oh, split, right.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, man. Wow.
Hey, wait a minute, you. You stole my watch.
Grady, it's on the other arm.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do that?
College graduate. Looks like Herman's gonna have a hard time finding a job in this town. Oh, hi, Aunt Esther.
Don't you hire me. Here's your mail. It was in the box. Take it. I need both hands free to preach some gospel into your heart.
Well, why? What did I do?
You lied to me about Herman.
Well, I didn't exactly lie. I played with the truth, but...
Played with it? Lamont, the truth is not a toy. You cannot play with the truth. The truth is a hard, firm, ragged rock, which is as old as the world itself.
The truth reminds me a lot of you, Lester.
Shut up, fool.
Well, you're right, Aunt Esther. I did lie a little bit, but see, I figured if you knew that Herman had been in prison, that you wouldn't have given him a job. I apologize.
I didn't fire him because he was in prison. I fired him because he didn't tell me he was in prison.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that wasn't Herman's fault. I told him not to tell you.
Well, that's all in the past. I'm willing to put everything behind me.
Looks like it's already there.
You will not arouse my wrath, Grady Wilson, because I came here filled with mercy and to ask Herman to come back to work for me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hey, Herman, I think you better get down here.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, guess what? Aunt Esther's gonna give you your job back.
Oh, really?
Really. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Aunt Esther.
That's straight out of the good book.
Well, hallelujah and goodbye. Now go straight out the good door.
Gladly. Come on, Herman. We'll get you an apartment. It's not good for ex-con to be associated with a known sucker. See you later, bye.
Here's a letter for you, Grady.
Oh, yeah, open it up and read it. I don't know who would be writing me here.
It's a bill from Martell's appliance store for the radio. It seems that Herman only made the down payment. You owe the other eight.
I knew that crooked crook was crooked. Once you've been on death row, you're not ever good for society again. And I'll never forgive Esther for forgiving him, or you for forgiving him, or Martell for sending that.